Book 3. The Gospel Singer. Work. For the night is coming. Traditional. In a small town in Tennessee, Peanut and Red and Crunch and Arthur have finished their last number. Hush, hush, somebody's calling my name. Crunch is the lead on this song. Arthur, the principal backup man. Oh, sings Crunch, you may call for your mother, but, sings Arthur, your mother won't do you no good. Peanut is at the piano. Red is moaning, oh my Lord, what shall I do? Which is exactly the way they feel. The last offering had been taken up and carried off, God knows where. They're anxious to be paid, for they are not always paid, but they mask this terror with their juvenile smiles. Smiles more juvenile than they could possibly know, which is why they are not always paid. They have never been south before. They do not really like Nashville, but at least it looks like a city. This is a town about 20 miles from Nashville, not far, unless you have to walk it. They are in the hands of a Mr. Clarence Webster, a black music teacher, about 47 years old, who is their impresario, operating out of Harlem. They realize, incoherently, that he has never been an impresario before. They also realize, incoherently, that he is yet more frightened down here than they are. This is chilling, for Mr. Webster was born in the South and knows it better than they do. Yet any white man can make him smile a smile which makes him look like he is holding cold oatmeal, or rather cold hominy grits, which none of them will ever, if they ever get out of here, eat again, at the bottom of his tongue. Oh, how he smiles, and how proud he is of his boys, dragged out of the streets by him alone to their present eminence. They cannot bear being called boys. They cannot bear Mr. Webster shortly. But they had liked him up north, and he is not, in fact, a bad teacher at all. His attitude with black people is yet more frightening, for he appears to despise them for never having braved the North. They, on the one hand, counter that they have friends and relatives in the North, and, on the other hand, appear to despise him because he lacked the courage to remain in the South. The boys cannot follow these acrid exchanges, sensing, incoherently, that they are in some way at the center of this storm.